So we have another recording of the Open Science Barcamp. We had a session about, the question was, and this was, I guess, a spontaneous decision to ask that, why did only two women propose a session so far? And Lucy came up with that, and Lucy's sitting right next to me. I was not in that session, and so I'm really keen on learning what you did there. But maybe, Lucy, can you tell a little bit about yourself? This is okay, or?
It is, yeah, I guess. Well, yeah, I've still studying computer science. Right now I work for the Free Software Foundation Europe, and I've been like, some years ago, I was also on this part of, we don't have this problem, I come from Bulgaria. There you don't, or at least in university, you don't see this. There are like more or less equal percentage of men and women studying technical fields. So I was like, what? And then like gradually it happened for me that you started seeing like biases in the system, and not only in the technical fields, but also in general. Hmm. Yeah.
I guess it's a common phenomenon, and I'm coming from life sciences, where you have in general rather high level of women, and it's very obvious. I mean, and you started studying, and then you get higher, you do PhD, and so on. And the higher you get in the hierarchy, well, the fewer women you see, and it's yeah. Clearly a process that is happening. That there's some selection happening, which is definitely not a question of skills or whatever, but that there is something happening to make it harder for women in that. Okay, during your session, you try to address this, because this is kind of a phenomenon that we did not only see here. I mean, in a way, it's an important question that you not only ask on these kind of barcamps, but basically everywhere. So, but you try to use this barcamp kind of a platform to discuss this general question. And I looked into your pad, and you basically had two different questions that were guiding for that session. Maybe you can explain this a little bit.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, it was quite spontaneous, because I was sitting in the audience, and it was like people coming up to propose a session. And at some point, there were like 10 guys went up front to propose stuff, and only these two women. And I was, wait a second, this is like this pattern we see everywhere. And I mean, so what? It's a bar camp, right? So the idea of a bar camp is that you partially go out with spontaneous sessions. So I went out and said, why actually? And then, yeah, we had the two questions, which were, why did only two women propose talks? Or why did women not speak up generally? Which was kind of funny, because after I said that, there were a bunch of women who proposed stuff. I don't know whether it was related or more coincidence. And the second question we addressed, during the session was, okay, what we can do to change it? Because, I mean, to collect the reasons, it's important, but it's also a bit frustrating if you don't speak about actions that could be taken. What more do you know?
No, I think it's a good starting point, right? I mean, because these sessions, or maybe just to give some background, in the beginning of such a barcamp, people gather, and we have basically a collection of session proposals. So the framework is that we basically have time for 20 sessions. And basically people stand up and tell, okay, I want to talk about this and that. And well, in the beginning, there were only a few proposals by a woman in comparison to the man. And what did you observe there? So what was basically your answer? Why did this happen? Do you have any theory why this is the case? How could this happen that even in such a, let's say, rather informal situation, right? I mean, this is Barcamp's the best example of an informal meeting, and instead of let's say a classical conference, in this kind of unconventional or unstructured way, why did this still happen there? That basically there is a bias towards male participants taking initiative.
I think actually from what we came up with, what I wasn't thinking before we ran the session, but some people mentioned it. That the very structure maybe was part of why this happened. Because, I mean, the whole thing is cultural, right? Mm-hmm. Like, guys are always more encouraged to speak up to, like, women, which was kind of my guess, that women are educated to be more polite, to wait for people to speak up, and all this culture of, oh, maybe I don't have anything important to say, or, oh, somebody already proposed something which was similar, and maybe they're more expert than I am, so I'm waiting for everybody else to say something, and then I may stand up and say something or not. And what people pointed out during the session was like, maybe a bit of more of a structure would have been actually helpful in order to engage the women, or like some, I'm looking at the posters right now, like this, like to have a set of rules or to have a more anonymous way maybe of deciding, well, we didn't actually decide whether the session is taking place because you just filled in the slots and then, and then it was done. But I mean, sometimes at barcamps, it is like that there are more sessions that there are, and then there are actually slots. So people kind of vote of what is interesting. And this kind of a publicly, signaling with your hand that you find something interesting maybe was intimidating also for people, and or like this of showing, oh, nobody was going to be interested in my session, and I'm like publicly put out there that, and it is shown that nobody likes me or thinks that what I'm saying is important, and that discourages maybe.
And so, women are more prone to, well, judge themselves based on such a feedback, basically negatively, right? In a way, we were kind of lucky because, well, as I said, we had 20 sessions and all of the sessions were accepted. While in the case there would have been more, it's basically fighting about a resource that is limited in this case, time. And you would think that women would be more afraid of being rejected by that not being accepted in the session, and which is a cultural thing, right?
I believe so. Yeah,
and it's also this classical imposter syndrome that you
totally
kind of
describe,
right? That I'm not a specialist here, and maybe there's somebody who can do this better than I. You know,
totally.
So what are your solutions? You set more structure that you might maybe have even kind of anonymous suggestion stack, so that you first write stuff down and hand it in. Would this be a solution?
Or maybe, or what people were talking about also, this I think, which is quite common as well, that you put all the session proposals and then people go and put the sticky points on what they would like to participate in. Maybe I don't know it. I mean, it's maybe different also for different events or for different groups of people and how they feel, but these are kind of inputs which may be useful in some. I'm now saying, I'm observing it with myself, I'm saying maybe all the time, and I'm disqualifying my own discourse here, which is kind of a women thing to do, I think, as well. Well, other solutions we came up with were let me revise it briefly. Like trying to make the committee more diverse, or the people who were standing in front, or this idea of role models, because, I mean, the person who did the introductions was male, the person who did the, like, basically nearly everybody except Anne-Catherine who did the ignition talk was male, who was standing up front, so there was no diversion there. Or maybe somebody suggested this, and I found it quite entertaining to try also mixed settings where people tend to, although like the constitution of group is quite mixed and diverse, that they tend to fall into stereotypes again, that maybe you try to like purposely reverse the stereotypes, like somebody was suggesting that if you got this mixed session, that maybe the men are the ones who get the coffee or something. So, and I like this one personally.
I guess, you know, this is, in a way, this would be a cool thing for research, right? There should be, should somebody go to bar camps, study the distributions of participants, and maybe on the impact of these different suggestions, and see how this can influence that. I guess we so there's some psychologist or somebody interested in this. I guess this would be a good approach, but I guess the suggestions are valid at least to test, right, to see if this has an impact. And I mean, the organizing team is also has female members, so would have been maybe good to have them included in this as well, to make it easier to
on the other hand, I mean, I totally can understand also that it's difficult to include them, like women or also other underrepresented groups in this kind of committees, because, I mean, they are underrepresented. So the few people who engage are always asked to participate in this kind of stuff and do the, maybe not exactly, it is kind of a token person for group A, but, I mean, even if you do you have the feeling, which you sometimes don't, that you are invited because of your expertise, not only because of the fact that you are representing group A? It is that you are like at tons of events of this kind, like every year, and you also want to do the work you're actually doing, right? So I can understand that they sometimes don't have the power and will to do it. So it's it's difficult.
Yeah, right. And in general, also other minorities, let's say, not women are not minorities, but in general, we see it still, but this is mainly these rather taking things are a thing of, let's say, male, white people, rather well-educated event, right? I mean, it's very hard to put this in there, but this, I guess in general, in science, we need to address this much more. Yeah. Okay, any final statement regarding this, maybe?
Oh God!
Now I'm saying maybe.
Now you were summarizing it. Yeah, I know. Like maybe what someone said. Try to make allies, because as every battle, you cannot solve it alone from the minority perspective, which is quite ridiculous as well. Or because what you said, women are not a minority, but. It's like in order for such cultural change to take place, at the end, you need that everybody stands up for it and move as a group in order to achieve it. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Lucy, for your statement here, and wish you a lot of fun in the rest of the bar camp. And yeah, let's go back to that, right?
Thank you. Thank you as well.